course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I'm one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, I'm not doing too shabby. You know, living the dream, rocking any other adage that you may want to adorn.
Sure. You know, just burn through all the cliches.
That's
let's
right.
do it. All right. This episode, we are reviewing Shadow of God on Shudder. And yeah, we have a wives rebuttal. Now, we will forewarn you, the wives rebuttal is a nice little chunk of the show. Therefore, we're going to skip the cheesy slasher of the week. We're going to skip to the talk to us internet. We're going to try to conserve some time because, well, you'll see. Just you'll see. The wives rebuttal takes a bit. Hey, I'm telling you, I think it's entertaining. But yeah, it was previously recorded, so we already know. Thankfully, we had a couple days to recover. So, but we're gonna buzz through everything else just because the wise rebuttal is eating up a lot of airtime for us this episode. Before we dive too far into it, Ike, did you watch anything?
Nothing crazy. I think I said last week, but we finished what it was called, Yellow Jackets, and we moved on to a new show. We started Severance. Which it's a horror adjacent. It's kind of more thriller, but yeah, that's pretty much it. We've been watching a lot of Severance.
All right, well, let's see. I didn't watch. I unfortunately didn't watch anything either. I started to watch an old movie called New York Ripper on Shudder, and got sidetracked because of work, and I never went back to it. So hopefully I get to go back to it, but as of yet, no. And I will tell you, I've only watched about 10 minutes of it. I'm not holding my breath on this one. It's already making me feel like even for an 80s, you know, cheesy slasher, this one may not be the best. So, so all right then. Well, there you have it. That I guess short and sweet. That's the opening.
Short and sweet. To the point.
That's right. And what is not to the point, what is not short and sweet, is our next, I wouldn't even call it a segment because it's more like a chunk. This is going to be like half the podcast here, but that's okay because I guess people seem to enjoy it. And you know what? I guess we will precursor this, right? When you listen to the wives rebuttals, when they're on, you know, yeah, we get a little lively in the discussion, but it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we are all, and by all I do mean, you know, I mean me, Ike, Kayla, and Monica, we're all of the mindset that, you know what, hey, we got different opinions on things, and we can sit here and we can banter, and you know what, yeah, it can get a little hot, so to speak, at sometimes, right? We can get fired up because we're all passionate about things, but when it's all said and done, we're all cool. It's opinions. It's just movies. We're good. Everybody can like what they like, and I just don't want anybody to think that when they listen to the wives rebuttal that somehow we're all in wives or excuse me in marital counseling or anything. Like, it's not like that. So all right then, let's take a little pause here, and just a momentary pause. Everybody, just you need it to catch your breath. Brace yourself. Here it comes. The first time in, man, it's been a while. It is time for Wives Rebuttal.
Wives Rebuttal.
All right. And this week we are doing a Wives Rebuttal. And it has been quite a while. And the primary reason that we get those out, I'm going to introduce her first. Hi, Monica.
Stop.
What?
I said, what's up?
I don't know yet. I have so much trepidation about doing this segment. And also joining... a rotten beach. And also joining us is Kayla. Hello, Kayla.
Hello.
And on this episode, we're going to discuss Public domain horror, which for those of you who may need refreshing, even though I talk about it, I talk about it all the time. Public domain horror is what we call any horror based on a property that has entered public domain, such as the recent Winnie the Pooh movies, Bambi, Popeye, Steamboat Willie. There's several of them out there, many, many out there, but these are the most recent ones. Ike and I refer to those as public domain horror. And to set the table, Ike and I, of course, love the public domain horror as a generality, not necessarily every specific movie, but and if I'm understanding, Kayla, for the most part, tends to like it, has no problems with the concept. Is that correct? And then there's Monica. And Monica hates the concept with a passion, will not even give it a chance, just absolutely hates, conceptually hates this whole thing. Okay. I guess then let's begin by asking Monica, why? Why do you hate it as a just a conception, as a ideal?
I guess my biggest issue is well, it's not good. It's lazy, it's uninspired, it's a cash grab. They're not good, there's no quality. And there is also that fact that I think very strongly that if a character is currently adorning nursery walls, like, I don't know, Mickey Mouse, Winnie the Pooh, Bambi, you shouldn't turn it into a horror movie. So I mean, in a nutshell, I could definitely expand on that, but those are the big reasons for me. They're cash grabs.
All right. Well, the majority of these movies are not making a lot of cash.
You are wrong. I looked it
No,
up.
no. Oh, okay. Which ones?
Well, here's the thing. You think a lot of money and you're like blockbuster, hundreds of millions. They
No,
hire,
that's not what
they
I'm
hire,
thinking.
they literally go to high schools and watch plays and then cast the ones that can remember lines, and that's their only qualification. The effects, everything. Everything regarding the production is as cheap as it can get. They're filming in tax havens, so they don't have to. So when you look percentage-wise, how much the movie makes versus how much it costs to make it is a lot of money in terms of the percentage of revenue. And those actors barely get paid scale, so do the people that do the production. And none of them are getting any kind of back-end points to make money off of their DVD sales, their streaming sales, nothing. So yeah, for the people who produce these movies, it's a cash grab.
That is just independent movies in general. That is not stick.
No. Well,
Yes.
I was gonna say, I mean, 99% of like the B horror films that like Dave and I watch, I mean, that's pretty much the standard. I mean, I'm not justifying it, but you do have to take into consideration if we're gonna look at public domain horror and we're gonna look at this as being a negative or a drawback of public domain horror, then what you're saying is also 100% indicative of any other independent horror creation. So
That is completely incorrect
Okay,
because,
hold, but
okay,
hold on. We're not talking.
tell
Oh,
me.
no. This discussion's not about the union side of this because Hollywood is shit as general. We're not. We're talking about. We're talking about conceptually.
Okay, well
I'm
then,
not digging into the, because that could be forever talking about every movie.
okay,
Yeah.
conceptually, tell me the last independent movie you guys watched and you reviewed.
Probably the
The one we just did.
Yeah, what was it? We
A
just
two
did.
five Forest Lane.
Yeah, A2, or it's A24 Forest Lane.
A
Okay,
two.
did it
It's A
have?
two five, dude.
Is it
Did it
825?
have
A
A
theater run in
two four
any
is
way?
across the road. What?
Did it have a theater run in any way, shape, or form?
No.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. I am looking for an independent movie with a theater run. Low budget, what you guys would consider big, because all of these are getting theater runs.
No, that's untrue.
Winnie the Pooh was in the theater. Popeye is they are putting so much fucking money into the promotion of Popeye that it's not even fucking funny.
Popeye's not
So
was
when
Popeye
you
was not
know,
in a theater.
Winnie the Pooh
Popeye
Blood and
is
Honey
coming out in
2,
theater.
Winnie the Pooh Blood
It's
and Honey
not.
2 has been essentially the only one that's had any major theatrical run, and that is after the success of the first Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
I'm really
So
hoping you air quoted success.
I mean, it's on a major streaming service. It's on Peacock.
I understand that. I'm just saying that success is
I mean, success is relative. It
subjective.
is.
You
Yeah,
just called it a cash grab.
it is.
Then
There is. I'm
what are
gonna
you
be
basing
honest.
success on?
I watched part of the first Winnie the Pooh and the second Winnie the Pooh leading up to this, okay? They are so fucking stupid. The acting legitimately, my kid, when he comes in late and tells me that, oh, I was here, you were asleep, he's a better actor than you, than those people are.
So, but
The storylines are practically non-existent. It is taking a beloved, oh, fuck me, shit, I'm outside and somebody across the street's mowing. It is taking a beloved character
Jesus
and
Christ.
it is absolutely twisting it into something awful and then throwing tons of blood and guts. And the storyline is like maybe a half a paragraph long. This is all this is a sensationalism. This is tabloid. If this was, it is the movie equivalent of tabloid people who write sensational stories just to make a buck. That's what these are.
But you do know that these beloved versions of all this that you're talking about are not the original versions.
It doesn't matter, okay?
Why
It
not?
does not matter.
The
I
beloved
said.
version, the beloved versions that you like and enjoy, you don't consider those crash cash grabs then?
No, every movie, in some sense of another, they don't make them for any to just because it's fun. They make them for profit,
Well
okay?
then,
But
why did they adapt Grimm stories and whatever books and whatever to begin with?
I don't have a single fucking problem if horror movies want to go and grab grim stories because that is what they started as.
But
They were
that's
horror stories. I mean, Hansel and Gretel is what you told kids so they didn't wander off by themselves.
but that's not what people visualize when they hear those now.
That's bullshit. It absolutely is. You look up and tell me when the last Hansel and Gretel cartoon
I'm not talking
was
about
made.
Hansel. I can't, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those, take some of the other stories. Does anybody conceptualize the original story of Cinderella? Or do they
Absolutely.
really? Because I don't recall, a stepsister getting her feet chopped off in the Disney version.
Okay, first of all, I have no problem. Take Cinderella, make it what you want. That was the origin of the story. Winnie the Pooh was a cute bear with a little pig as a friend and a little boy who went on adventures with them. There were no cutting off feet. Nobody got baked in an oven. I don't care if you
So,
take something that we turned into a child's because And again, if I was alive back then, I would say the same thing about those. You guys, that was the laziest thing in the world. Be creative, come up with your own shit. But if you want to take something that was rooted in darkness and take it back to darkness, have at it. I don't fucking care. But Isaac, I know your mom. Do you know what your entire first 2 years, you looked at Winnie the Pooh on a mobile and on your wall. Okay,
I mean,
these are things that are sweet and good, and we live in a world that is so not sweet and good. So quit taking the fucking good stuff and turning it into gross, evil stuff.
but
Make
the
a
the fact with the fact of the matter is that I while I get what you're saying, I don't think that Winnie the Pooh's entire perception has been tarnished because of two low budget horror films.
You're
I
wrong.
mean, they still have Winnie the Pooh up. I mean, there's plenty of places you can go and stream the old Winnie the Pooh stuff. I mean, they have made multiple movies over the last few years, live action movies like the Christopher Robin movie with, I think it was Ewan McGregor. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that they still do and they still have planned. There's supposedly another animated Winnie the Pooh production in the works at Disney, like an actual theater production that's anticipated, I believe, for 2026 or 2027. So
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it's not like Disney's not still making money off of this. It's not like, I mean, if we're going to use
It's
Winnie the Pooh
not a,
specifically.
it's not it, okay. I believe with all my heart that art, while it's subjective, there is a morality to art. If someone tomorrow said to me, "Oh God, this Greek statue with his nuts hanging out is wrong. We're gonna cut those off and sand that." I would be so furious. I mean, I would go chain myself to that fucking statue because that piece of art, that's what it is. You know, we're removing books about Harriet Tubman and the Muskegee. Airmen, but we're leaving Mein Kampf in the library. There is so much of that out there where we are just we. So why fuck with the things that are good? I believe this all the
So,
way across art. I believe that there you just there are things you don't fuck with, and Winnie the Pooh is one of them.
but who makes that basis?
We should, you know what?
No, who
It
makes that basis?
it's tough because we should all make it inside of
It's
ourselves.
not tough because depending on who it is, you have certain people making the basis in removing and banning certain books that they don't like or don't agree with. And if so and so somebody else does it, no, there's no baseline for this.
Do you believe it's fair that we took the story of Ruby Ridge out of history books?
No, but what's that? How is that comparable to public domain horror?
Well, because if that's wrong, isn't it wrong to change? I mean, you're changing
No,
the storyline
the
and
same
the
exact
history.
things. They're not even the same things.
You know that Winnie the Pooh, the
Removing
rich.
something from history books is not the same as an artist's interpretation of a property in a story. Those aren't
You,
comparable facts.
we're talking about stuff that is in our national archives. Winnie the Pooh, the original book, sits in the museum in D.C.
Okay, and what's that have to do with anything?
It's
Because
a
they're
park.
saying that. There's things in the National Archives and whatever else that kids can't check out in libraries now. That doesn't that it, that is
You
not a
know.
that's not on the same track. That's not what's being discussed here.
It is.
You're
We are trying to alter perception. Whoever did this has no originality, zero, no originality. They are literally jumping on the back of people who had creativity and they had love. And this was a property that what was his name? A.A. Mill?
Yes,
Yes,
A something or other, but
the poop. They are jumping on the work and the creativity of of him to come up with shit as a cash grab. If the movie was good, you and I might be having a different conversation. If it had any creativity, if it was anything other than taking on something that they knew would draw attention, if they made that fucking movie with just a normal bear, that movie wouldn't have had anybody that wanted to see it. Everybody would have been like, "Did you see the fucking movie with the bear?" No, you didn't. They took Winnie the Pooh's name to make money, to twist it into something dark and ugly.
So I just have to ask, because we're talking about this whole thing about like, and after I say this, I want to let Kayla get her 2 cents in here.
Yes, Kayla, hi. I didn't forget you.
But so your argument is that they're basically bastardizing this, the original concept, and that this, that, and the other. So then Superman was made in 1938, of course, by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Do you hate Henry Cavill for his bastardization of the original Superman?
Not really, because it's true to form. He's a hero who wants to do good in the world and help people.
So what
But the
about
original
Kamal? Superman
it's not
didn't.
a bas it's not a bastardization.
What
But it
about
is,
Kamal?
because the original Superman didn't kill people. And the original Adventure Comics Superman, he didn't kill people. So it is a bastardization, because Henry Cavill Superman is a much darker interpretation who murdered somebody. Now, in his defense, he did it to save somebody, but he still exactly.
murdered somebody. He still killed
Well,
somebody. Back in the day, they didn't do that.
make me a movie of Winnie the Pooh being a hero for killing a bad guy. I'm okay with that.
I mean, depending on your interpretation, and the movies that you didn't watch, Winnie the Pooh does kill people because they are encroaching on his territory and are destroying his domain. So he's
Pretty
ultimately,
lame.
yes, that's the entire per like that's part of the reason he starts killing people in those movies. Not
When Superman killed the bad guy, was there the equivalent of like 8 buckets of blood?
Well, of course not, but there
Okay.
are interpretations of Superman that is more violent than that. Like, I obviously I'm not going to get into all the nitty-gritty, like weird shit that they've made over the years, but there are really dark versions of Superman or Batman, you know, like
Okay,
Bob
Batman,
Kane's.
you can't. Yeah, Batman, you can't use. Batman has always
No, he
been a cop.
hasn't. No, he hasn't.
Bob, the original Batman created by Bob Kane in 1939 was the essentially was just a detective. He wasn't dark and gritty. He wasn't like super, oh, Batman. No, that is a more modern take of Batman. I mean,
You're also not, you're comparing apples to oranges.
it's not. These were kids' comic books back in the 30s.
They
So
were,
these.
yes, but there was an evolution that took place, number one.
Exactly. There's an
Okay, there is
evolution of an
no,
artistic interpretation.
there was a 50-year evolution of Batman in what was he? Was he Action Comics?
Batman would have
No,
been
Detective Comics.
Detective Comics, yeah.
Okay, so the first introduction of Batman in Detective Comics, all the way up to Christian Bale, was a 60, 70-year evolution. And he was a good guy still.
Not
You're
always.
taking Winnie the Pooh and turning him into a mass murderer.
What about the
You're
Batman Who Laughs? The Batman Who Laughs
Robin.
is literally like
But
an evil,
you,
multi-dimensional
oh.
creature.
But I mean, Monica, you say they should not do anything bad with something who is on nursery. Well, I mean, Batman's on toddler clothing and all so much stuff. And there's adult versions of those out there, different interpretations of those.
Okay,
There's
I'm waiting for the horror movie of
very
Batman.
dark and gritty animated Batman that's a kid could stumble across and think is, oh, it's a
This
cartoon.
is not dark and gritty, guys. This is blood and guts,
Okay. So
splatter horror.
there is a comic book version of Batman called The Batman Who Laughs. He's part of the most recent run of the Batman universe in DC Comics. It is an adult version of Batman that literally tortures the entire Justice League because he's evil. He literally kills them. I'm pretty sure he skins Aquaman alive.
Okay, so it and this Where can I watch this movie?
It's a comic book. It's a still a form of media. You can read it
Oh,
for free online.
you are not going to have a 6-year-old go into a comic store on his own
Okay,
and get
but
that
well, you
book.
also technically you shouldn't have a 6-year-old scrolling through streaming, purchasing a movie or watching a movie. What you're discussing is that's parent responsibility, and it would be no different than this.
Not to
No,
mention, a lot of these
it's
streaming
not.
services, have kid versions. So if you go on to Peacock or you go on to Disney or you go on to Prime or Vudu, you can set a profile to be kid friendly. So a kid can't just stumble
It's not
upon.
just the
No.
kids, guys. You're jumping from horror to gritty, and those are two fucking different things in the movie
Well,
world.
what this okay, but this whole current aspect is this is discussing whose responsibility is it to.
And let's also remember that those are not public domain figures. So there is someone who is protecting that property, making these decisions, good or bad.
Okay, what about the movie Brightburn? Brightburn is essential. It is it, it while they do not call him Superman, it is about a kid who came from space, landed in Kansas, I'm pretty sure, and rather than taking the responsibility of his new powers, he becomes evil. It Brightburn is evil Superman, and while they do not directly call him Superman, it is very clearly an evil Superman. He wears a red cape. He lives in a farm, and it's a horror movie. And the only reason they can't deny them from making that film is because they don't directly call Brightburn Superman. So, not to mention, Superman is about to enter the public domain in the next couple of years. So is Batman. I have no problem. You know that I'm the biggest comic book fan on this earth. I'm the hugest Batman fan. I have zero problem with them taking Batman and turning him into a serial killer. Like, do it. I think it would be entertaining. Like, that's what
Okay.
I mean is
We're
will
venturing here.
Batman.
Hold
Will being
on.
a serial killer be doing it for
Okay.
justice or for just blood and guts?
All right, hold on. Everybody pause because we're talking more about comic books than we are the matter at hand. We also
Sure.
stated probably 10 or 15 minutes ago that we were going to let Kayla speak, and Monica has not stopped
Yeah.
since. So, Kayla, let's hear what you have to say about I apparently anything. I don't think there's limits on what can be said in this, so whatever you want to say, I guess.
So I could see both sides. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, the movies are stupid, specifically like the Winnie the Pooh. However, I don't think they are meant to be cinematic masterpieces to win awards. They're simply just stupid entertainment. And Monica mentioned a good point with like, oh, you know, this is something that, for example, that Ike had on his mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was a kid and he looked up to it. And now I think of that as he loved Winnie the Pooh as a kid, and now he's an adult who likes other things. So it might be kind of cool to see, oh, I loved Winnie the Pooh as a kid, and now I love horror. So now I get to see it in a different form than when I was younger. Like, it's kind of, I don't want to say nostalgic because it is kind of gruesome, but it's the same concepts as an adult in what he likes now, sort of thing. I don't know. I think there's room for all art out there. So it might not be everyone's cup of tea, but I mean, it's fun. It's stupid. And I feel like a lot of movies nowadays are stupid fun. Like, we went and saw the Minecraft movie last week, and it was really stupid, but it was entertaining and it was funny. Like, I don't know. I don't have an issue with it. I'll watch it. The first one was, yeah, it wasn't the best, but I liked where they went with the second one, specifically the Winnie the Pooh. That's kind of the only ones I've seen. But yeah, that's what I think.
I can totally see her point, you know.
Wait a second.
Probably,
Wait a sec.
Lord have mercy.
You're gonna roll over when Kayla says something, but you were just arguing with me and
Here,
Dave tooth
hold
and
on though.
nail.
Here,
I
here's here,
like her better.
here's the here's the bo here's the bottom line. Like Ike and I say all the time, entertainment or whatever, however any form you want to classify it is subjective, right? what people like, what they don't like. Now, Monica, whether you agree, disagree, whatever it might be, on someone doing this, it is well within their rights and to make this interpretation, because those are how copyright laws are, et cetera, et cetera. So they're whether you like it, whether you people are allowed to do that. And just, I mean, so there's no, they're not doing anything wrong because they're within their creative rights.
It's not creative. Don't say that. They are taking something that someone else who was creative created. So let's not call it creative. They didn't create anything.
You could say that about a lot of movies, though. I mean,
Yes, you
specifically,
can say that
like,
about everything.
yeah,
And
like,
I do.
creative does not mean you have to create. Everything, pretty much in entertainment, especially now, builds on what came before. You have nobody in a vacuum that has never seen anything creative that is creating, that has no influence from anything. It's just not possible. So
This
you
is not
can't.
influence. This is the exact fucking story. Where does he live? The Hundred Acre Woods. You're talking about that. There is nothing creative.
The creativity of these public domain horror films is that they're what, because you have to think about it like this. The public domain, these characters like Popeye, Bambi, Winnie the Pooh,
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, thank you,
Steamboat.
Steamboat Willie. All of these characters have their established lore. They have their established character. They have their established story. So the creativity is the transformation of these characters from these original entities that are very kid-friendly, very PG, very just there, and it's a transformation. So creativity comes in many forms. Transformation is a form of creativity. And in this case, they're taking it from point A to point A, B, and they're taking a character that was a kid's character and turning it into a serial killer. I mean, I know that that sounds fucked up, like
It
on
is fucked
paper,
up. Not
but
on paper,
Monica's,
in reality.
you think anything that is made and put out there has to be somehow 100% creative?
It depends. He didn't
No, 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 no,
take.
no, 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 no. Just answer the question. You think anything
There needs
made?
to be some. You yes, if you did not create the characters. If you did not create the setting, if you the only thing he did was he took characters,
No.
backstory. Oh my God, don't.
Just answer the question. You think
Yeah,
anything that is
you
produced should be creative, and
yes.
only the creator has that right.
I did not say, well, I think the creator should have a say. Yeah, I do. I disagree with something that someone creates becoming public domain because they created it.
Whatever, that's
I
I don't
hate
care. That's the
public
legal
domain.
system. That's something different.
I hate that if because if you wrote a song, you wrote a book, you created a movie, you did a piece of art, that should be yours. And you and your future estate should 100% have the ability to decide what is going to happen with that piece of intellectual property, that artistic.
Perhaps,
Yes,
but
absolutely.
that is a different argument. We're not making that argument because that's a legal thing that is established. Whether you agree or disagree, that's a different discussion. This, whatever the case may be, this is what it is now, whether you
Monica,
agree or not.
let me ask you
But
a question.
hold on.
Or go ahead.
Because so, but based on what you're saying, that something produced should be completely creative, that the creator should have input. So why then are you okay with certain sequels and certain franchises when, by the time you.
Tell me, because like Akkad owns Halloween. And his estate owns Halloween. So every sequel that came in that, the creator had a say.
Who?
Studios.
Mustafa Akkad wasn't the
Let me
creator.
explain.
John Carpenter was.
What?
Mustafa Akkad was not the creator
He
of
was not the creator.
Halloween. He
He was
was
not.
the
He was
producer.
just the producer, money
Yes,
man.
but
Yeah.
you guys get that producers are actually the ones that own movies, right? Unless the studio
But
100%.
that's not what you
But that's
said. You said the creator.
counterintuitive to your argument, because John Carpenter should
You
then,
have
by
all
your
kinds
logic,
of
own it.
franchises out there who the original creators have zero to do with it anymore because now some film studio or film company owns the rights and can do what
And you don't,
they want.
but that creator sold it. That was their choice to sell it.
Not
Yeah.
always. Sometimes, perhaps sometimes, yes. Sometimes they're just screwed out of it,
John Carpenter, I do not believe John Carpenter ever voluntarily sold the rights to Halloween. I believe he sold the rights in order to make the movie, which is more of his hand being forced because he wanted to make a movie.
and that was his choice. But John Carpenter is an executive producer on every fucking Halloween movie.
He is, but that's very rarely the case. Look at Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, most of the sequels have nothing to do with the original creators. Look
Yeah,
at Nightmare on Elm Street, the same
but
thing
you
happened. Wes Craven's
know,
estate has little to do with most of the modern stuff.
but Wes Craven, his estate may not have anything to do with it, but they own it.
They don't. I'm pretty
And
sure
unless
Nightmare on
they
Elm Street's
sold
owned
it,
by New Line.
then Wes Craven sold it to New Line. That's where we're talking. If Disney sold Winnie the Pooh and said, "Here you go, have at it," we would not be having this conversation.
I don't think Winnie the
Okay.
Pooh owns, or Disney owns Winnie the Pooh.
They own the rights to Winnie the Pooh. They have the production rights because the Milne family gave it to Disney for production rights.
Well, okay, that's production rights and ownership are two different things, I believe, aren't they?
No, because the Milne family gets final say, or they used to until it became public domain, and these goddamn no-talent
What I'm
black
saying.
idiots are fucking with it.
So all public domain means is that it's not protected by a copyright.
Exactly.
You can still maintain ownership of a property. These new people aren't saying, I own this property. They even have to put disclosures in their credits saying that this is an interpretation. This is not us
But
claiming ownership, you know?
Milne's family can't come in and say no.
But okay, arguably,
Family at
so,
this point gets no say in anything that happens.
okay, did you watch the new Nosferatu movie with Bill Skarsgård?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Just generally speaking, did you think it was okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Nosferatu, the original Nosferatu and the movie that was made this most recently is actually an illegal work that was stolen from Bram Stoker because some
Bram
random
Stoker.
fuckhead. Listen, some random fucker in Germany in 1912 stole the Dracula story and turned it into Nosferatu illegally.
Right.
There's an entire documentary you can watch where it
I'm
was a
aware.
legal battle because for a long time you couldn't watch Nosferatu in the States because it was illegal.
Right.
So this movie is a bastardization of Bram Stoker. Bram Stoker's family and his estate didn't have a say in the production of this film. So then,
Right.
why do you like that movie but not Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey?
I don't know. Only a fucking serial killer would have put Dracula on their kids' walls. Nosferatu, though,
Dracula's just a story.
we're
Lots
forgetting
of kids.
Nosferatu. What was Nosferatu first?
I dressed up as
Dracula.
Dracula for Halloween when I was like 6 years
No.
old.
Where did the story come from?
What story?
Was it a screenplay or was it a book?
What
It was a
story?
book.
Exactly. Have you read Nosferatu?
I've read Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is
No,
the
I'm asking
original
you, did you read
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu? There is no Nosferatu book.
No, Nosferatu was made
Nosferatu is
from
a
Bram
twisted
Stoker's
adaptation
Dracula.
of a part of
Yeah.
Bram Stoker, of his Dracula.
Okay, there's a book out there called Nosferatu, guys. It actually,
Maybe
the
there might have
original
been
is found
a
in.
novel. No, I don't, Monica, I don't believe so.
Well, that's what I read it in. So
There
maybe
might
it was
be in
originally
a
in German. I don't know.
there might be a later
I
novelization,
just
but
Googled it. It says, is Nosferatu based on a book? Yes. The 1922 film Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror is based on Bram Stoker's 1897 novel Dracula.
okay. Well, I Excuse me, I'm wrong. I'm not sure how we got to Dracula from Winnie the Pooh, so I didn't research this.
Because what you're
But
saying, but what because what you're saying is that Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, or any of these public domain horrors, they're being made without the say of the people who made the originals, and you have this thought process that these new things that are being created have to be made with the blessing of the original creators. But arguably, one of the most, I mean, I'm not gonna, here's the thing. Sometimes art comes to us in the most fucked up ways possible. Nosferatu, the original and the new one, are okay movies, and they're very influential movies to the overall zeitgeist of horror. So while one could argue that the original Nosferatu was made illegally without the consent of Bram Stoker or his family, you can't argue that Nosferatu is not influential and that without it being made, you would not have 99% of modern interpretations of vampires.
okay,
So,
but again, it was not public domain. They stole it.
correct.
Okay,
So they are
that
legally
is not
making
the
these movies
same. And
now.
it has always been a horror movie. Always. I
Okay.
cannot find me a good adaptation that was G-rated. He pops up as a cartoon character in Scooby-Doo. But he ain't killing anybody because we all know the mask comes off at the end.
Okay. Let's wind this down. We've gone long enough and we're just going in circles here. Man, I don't even know how to summarize this shit.
Monica's right. Everybody
But
else is wrong.
there is
Oh.
number one, there's two separate issues that have been blurred here for us in this discussion a little bit. There's the should they be allowed to side, which is completely different because that's discussing whether copyright laws and public domain laws are correct how they stand. That's a separate discussion because I will say that a lot of that I tend to agree with you with, Monica. I don't like that if someone can get so easily screwed out of something they've created. I do understand that from the creator's side, but the law is what the law is, whether you agree with it or not. So nobody is doing anything outside of it. Then there's the creative side of should they, and that's something different. And basically, as everything within these realms boils down to just opinion and taste. There's nothing that any of us have said in this discussion in any way can establish as a fact, as far as like, not disliking, whatever, because it's just our opinions. And we can, yes, these discussions are fun because we can all feel very passionately about them, feel that we are 100% right. But truth be told, right? We all have different things, right? We have different opinions on music, books, movies. We can feel very passionately that we are the absolute divinity, divine reasoning, voice of reasoning in these things, but it's just opinion. So,
Well, I'm going to make sure that when all of Bob Dylan's catalog becomes public domain and some pop singer starts turning them into catchy dance tunes, I'm going to need your head not to explode. Okay?
Okay, but
Okay.
knowing Dave,
Hold
he would
on. The
probably
fact
like that though.
now the fact of the matter is this. Number one, none of it has to be public domain for someone to cover a song. Number one. Number
You have
two,
to, but that the original artist has a say.
number they don't have a say. Anybody can cover anything in music. You don't have to have a say. You just got to pay royalties. Okay, that there is anybody can cover anything as long as you pay the money. Number two, there's been plenty of shitty pop covers of Bob Dylan songs. I don't give a fuck. I don't listen to them. I listen to the Dylan stuff. If somebody else wants, whatever, podunk, bubblegum Bill and his version of the goddamn song, whatever, fucking, that's theirs. I
Well,
don't care.
let me ask you this, okay? One of the most famous Christmas carols in the world, Baby, It's Cold Outside. I can't remember the actual title.
Yes.
The past couple of years, Hard and Heavy has gotten hit and is being called a rape song.
I mean, it's a
Okay.
little weird, yeah.
But
And
people want it re recorded and to start pulling the original off streaming. Do you think that is correct?
Are you just asking in general? Like,
Yeah.
I
I mean, do you think that that kind of bastardization, I'll use the word, of a beloved Christmas carol that's been around for over 100 years is okay?
there's a
I'm not sure
small
what you're
difference
asking. It's
though.
okay. What are you asking? It's okay if they
Is it
pull the
okay?
original?
Yeah.
No.
Is it okay to put pressure to have it re-recorded with more acceptable lyrics, which, by the way, it's
Again,
not a rap song. She could leave. He didn't
okay,
lock
who,
the door.
regardless, again, two separate issues here. Do I
It's not.
think, okay, please don't. Do I think someone is entitled to re-record that song if they think they want to make it more fit to their, I don't care. They can do that if they want. Do I think someone should pull the original? No, I don't think they should do that. It's two separate things to me. They can both happen. I don't think anything
That
should be pulled.
is, see,
I
and
think
see,
someone's
that's the
entitled to take their own make their own interpretation and record it if so be it if they want to. If they're not comfortable with that song for whatever reason and they want to make their version that they are more comfortable with, that's their prerogative. That's their, as long as they pay who they got to pay and they do it, whatever. Do I
I
think the
shouldn't have brought
original
up
should be
music.
pulled?
It's
No.
it music is, that's my fault. I shouldn't have brought up music because it's completely different than theater or movies.
It is, and but I get where you were going with it. I do, but you're right. Movies are a little bit different because it's a little bit of a different realm. But I agree with Dave, and I think that that thought process for me is just across the board. If you don't like the original interpretation, you're more than happy, as long as you are within your legal rights, to change it how you see fit, and then go from there. But also, as long as you're not breaking any laws, if you want to make your version of something, if somebody wanted to make their version of Batman, right? As long as they do it legally, I don't care. Make your version of Batman. You know what I mean? Marvel has made their version of Batman, and I don't care.
But Marvel owns it.
Well, DC owns Batman,
Marvel
but
does not own
whatever.
that.
My brain's not working. Here's my question. Okay. Whoever made Winnie the Pooh could have totally just been like, I'm inspired by Winnie the Pooh. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make Benny the Boo, and he's going to live in the 99-acre woods, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, then he was inspired by Winnie the Pooh, and he's going to create characters. I don't even care if they are caricatures of the original characters. But once you put Winnie the Pooh in that title, it is a fucking just cash grab. It is not creativity. You're standing on the shoulders of other people's work.
Let me ask
Because
something.
who knows, Benny the Boo ain't gonna sell shit.
Let me ask Kayla something real quick, because Kayla has not had much time to interject here.
That's true.
Kayla is a huge fan of Mario, okay?
Okay.
If tomorrow they made a live-action Mario movie, assuming it was legal, where Mario killed people, would you be fine with that?
Yeah, I would definitely want to watch that.
There you go. They should
Mario,
make that.
but again, for them to do that, whoever owns Mario has to be okay with it. And they're going to be standing on the creativity of someone else with their blessing.
Unless it
That
was in
is
public
my
domain.
problem.
I was going to
And
say,
I would
unless
have
it's
a
public
problem with
domain.
it if it was Mario in public too. That's what I'm saying, guys. When we watch and give money to these fraudsters,
Okay, hold it down. Stop
to me, it's absolutely like
Jeez.
when you walk in the grocery store and you look over and there is a picture of crying kids of a celebrity where someone shoved a camera in their face. When you buy that tabloid, you are saying it's okay. So
Okay. All right.
we're
Stop.
jumping here.
No, stop. This is not tap. I mean, no.
This is not
And
tabloid
just
journalism.
it's
This
stop.
is sad, though.
You're calling people fraudsters or whatever else, and that's just you're that there's no basis for any of that. You don't That's
They are an artistic fraud because they are taking someone else's hard work and creativity and making money off of it. That is a fraud. Maybe not in the legal sense, but in the artistic sense. This person that is doing this is not a creator. They are, there's no
All
artistic
right. Stop. We're done. We're into this here
creativity.
because, good God, again, we're speaking and we're speaking of lots of opinions here as factual. None of us have that right to do that. The fact of the matter is, Ike and I enjoy these movies. Kayla enjoys some of these movies, maybe not as much as Ike and I, but Monica, you don't enjoy them. And
Can I
hold
ask this
on, don't
video
interrupt me.
question?
This is my damn show. Criminy.
Actually, I think we own everything equally according to the state of whatever we're in.
Well, then you know what? Go out there, make your goddamn interpretation of listen to their screams, fluff it up, make it like Disney's blowjob, and I don't give a shit. That's your
Oh my
fucking
God.
interpretation.
You know what? I am. It's going to be whisper in there. No, hold on. It's
Here
going
we
to be,
are. Here we are. Here we are. Exhibit A of Monica
I
trying to discuss creativity. And she's
have
like,
no
I'm gonna call it
creativity.
whisper in what's the opposite of screams?
It's going to be pay attention to the whispers. That's what it's going to be.
Hey,
Oh,
you know what? I mean, if you want to use Winnie the Pooh, it's a public domain, so you can use that if you want.
you go. I'm not going to. Let me ask the two of you a question. You guys enjoy these movies, okay?
But if you, hey, let it
Hold
be
on, hold
known
on.
that let it be known that if you create your version of Listen to Me Screams, I will forever stand outside of wherever you are and just scream, fraud, fraud, fraud.
Because I would be. Listen. Take a really, The Conjuring,
Every
The
time
Exorcist.
I say we're winding this down and wrap it up, you bring something else completely into
Okay,
this.
hold
I
on.
don't want to talk about The Conjuring and The
The
Exorcist. That's not
Conjuring.
public domain. It
Help
is
me, guys.
not a fucking Disney.
Help me.
It has nothing to do with this.
What are you saying? All right. What are you trying to get out here?
Pay attention to the whispers. Quit yelling at me. Seriously. All of these amazing creative movies, don't you think it cheapens the horror genre when someone does something like this that has zero? It literally in it reinforces to the artistic community that horror should not be considered an art form.
I don't think The Conjuring is a very good example of that because The Conjuring is basically it's based on the real life of Ed and Lorraine Warren. So you could then argue, well, The Conjuring is just a fraud. They're fraudsters. James Wan's a fraudster for just taking the story of Ed and Lorraine Warren and making it into a movie. He's a shill.
He did it with their blessing.
Ed Warren's dead, so it wasn't his
Her
fucking
love of
blessing.
life is dead
Yeah,
too. They're
Lorraine
both
Warren, they're both
gods.
dead.
So
I
everything's
don't think there was
dead.
any blessing involved in any of this.
I would venture to guess their estate blessed it, number one. Number two, look at the Amityville Horror. It was made with the family, well, the parents, I don't know what the kids thought. Blessing.
Also, what does that have to do with
DeFeo
this?
family also
What
had
does it have to do
blessing.
with this?
Ed and Lorraine
What
Warren, I don't
blessing
think that they
is?
voluntarily did it. I think they did it so that way they could get out of the
I mean,
legal trouble
hold
they
on
were in.
here. Hold on, Monica, Senor Stalin, do you believe that all creativity should be absolutely one thing that is state-owned and operated? Then
Yes,
quit saying
comrade.
this.
Let
Quit
me
saying that. Do you think that this is the
Horse
general public is gonna lie? No, I don't give a shit what the general public thinks. I think there should be
Horsey.
diversity in all things creative, and people can do what
It's
they
not
want.
creative.
And just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's wrong or not. Just because I don't
Talk
like
about
something.
whether I like it. I want to point out I have not talked a lot about my personal views on the shit show of a movie. We're talking about
Who cares
whether
what the
or not
public thinks?
it's creative. It's not creative. They didn't create the word creative, the base of it is create. There is nothing they created except for a like half a paragraph storyline, which still with the lore and the goddamn
Monica, your example was The Conjuring. They didn't create the Warrens. They existed. At the core, the word is create. So they didn't create. So therefore, it is not creative.
But they had the permission to make the
At
movie.
its core, the word is creative. Create. They have to create it to be
Yes. Okay.
creative.
So based on okay,
They
based
didn't
on
make
your
up the
story,
Warrens. This was
and
their
based on your
cinematic version.
story's a little different. Winnie the Pooh isn't actually in the goddamn forest, eating, putting his head in a tree of honey. So
And
it's.
this is not a those movies weren't documentaries on the Warrens either. There was
I said
cinematic
based on a
rights.
true story.
You could say quote unquote true because there's discussions on what was true and what wasn't.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based on a true
Just
story.
fucking prove my point then. It was created. So if the discussion is that it was just the two people's names, but everything else was created, then
But they
it was.
weren't. They took
Right. This
stories
is
from
we're
the End the
this
Reins Like Time.
is all right, hold on. This is we're stretching. Let's just be done.
Everybody's childhoods.
Hey.
Okay.
Let's just be done. Stop.
I'm sweating over here.
I just want to point out that
Oh my God.
in a used DVD store where everything is alphabetized, there's going to be Winnie the Pooh and Piglet's Adventures, Winnie the Pooh and blah blah blah, Winnie the Pooh, and then you're going to have Pooh, Blood and Honey. There's just something disgustingly wrong with taking someone else's work and standing on it and twisting it into nothing more than just a paycheck. There was nothing creative. And you
Monica.
guys watching it, encourage it. If nobody watched it and
You're
said,
damn right I'm
"Yeah, you
encouraging
own
it.
fucking shit,"
You know what? This podcast is our work, and I feel like you're standing on
you
it.
invited me. This is your problem, not mine.
Fair
I have few regrets in my life. This is one. This is
enough.
why we only do it every 4 or 5 months.
You love it. You know you do.
I love you. I don't know if I love this.
The end of the day, guys, I know you guys love horror movies. They could legitimately make an earthworm that goes into a city of ants and eats them all. And you guys would be like, that was pretty cool. Because you like
Why did you
horror.
just make it sound like no brainstone? Oh, that was pretty cool.
I
I
mean,
mean, it's
just
not the
saying.
exact same, but that sounds like Tremors.
They didn't go into an ant city.
They
But what I'm saying
didn't.
is,
They attacked Kevin Bacon.
can you think that you guys are being objective when every horror movie you watch, you give it at least like 2.5 thumbs up? You guys have no objectivity.
Okay.
I like horror. I
Fucking
think
eight. We don't give
it's
anything thumbs up. There are screens on the
whatever.
show. And
Whatever.
don't bring your bias shit because you're biased because they fucking made Winnie the Pooh to kill. That's all it is.
Okay, that's not true because you and I talk a lot about bad horror movies. The end of the day is you're going to like it because it's a horror movie, not because it's creative, not because it's good, but because it's a horror movie.
True.
I
Good is
am more,
subjective, though.
I'm more objective because I love horror,
Not true.
but I don't love bad horror. I want to watch a quality, good movie. Just like I have and I like to watch
You
stupid ass action movies. Ask
want to
Zach.
watch a you want to watch a quality movie? Don't even say that statement.
Just
You
ask
watch
Zach
some
if Gerard Butler
ridiculously
makes a
bad
movie.
shit.
If Gerard Butler makes a bad horror action movie, I'm going to give it a shot because it's a guilty pleasure. But I know it's bad.
Well,
I wouldn't have a podcast and give it, two guns up or whatever. I would be like, no, this is bad. Only watch it if you want to like just you need something to fall asleep to. I'm
listen,
objective. Again,
we're
it's
very much
all
departing.
opinion.
It
So
is.
Stop.
But an opinion can have more objectivity than not. And you guys lack objectivity with horror movies because you love all horror. Tell me
That's
a
your
horror movie
opinion.
that you guys. It's not my opinion. I listen to your podcast. I watch
It's
some
an
of the
opinion.
movies.
You can't.
Oh,
Hey, you know what?
she's about to ask, name a
You
horror movie that
have.
we don't like. Is that what you're about to ask?
I mean, like, where you guys panned it on your podcast.
I spit on your grave. I have universally panned that movie because I hate its depiction of sexual assault. I spit on your grave. I have said on the podcast is a disgusting piece of shit movie.
Okay.
We.
And why, what's your objection again? I'm sorry, was that morality?
Yes, there's no
The fact
morality about
that
Winnie the Pooh killing people.
you don't like to see a woman sexually assaulted, right?
Okay, there's a
All right, all
difference.
right. Oh, whoa. No, stop. We're about to
I
get
like
we're not we're
we're about
not.
to get real crazy here. That
I
that's
will end this
way
call here
different.
because I'm not going down another lane here. We're not
Okay,
going into
FYI.
another.
Hold on. Isaac, I agree with you. So
So we
on
did.
that
We're
point.
stopping. I don't. You can say what you want or whatever else. It's opinion. It's all opinion on what you like, what you don't like. It's opinion. There,
But
there's
some
there.
opinions are more objective than others.
No, it's opinion. What you like,
If
what
I
I like, it's opinion. There's no
it
fucking
needs
hardcore
to be
scientific
more objective.
scale.
Opinions, okay.
No.
Coyote Ugly. No.
Don't
Coyote
start.
Ugly. I love that movie. I love it, love it, love
That's
it.
your
But
opinion.
I am willing to say that you have a more objective view of the quality of that movie than I do.
No, it's
That's
whatever.
what
It's
I'm
not about
saying.
quality. I just think it's a shitty movie. That's
Okay.
just opinion. But hold on.
Okay.
My opinion on it being a shitty movie is no more valid than your opinion on it being a great movie.
You're
Because it's
more objective
opinion.
because the truth is, when I am sitting here and it is me and whatever higher power you believe in, I know the Coyote Ugly is not a good movie.
Does it make you
But you
does it make
guys,
you does it
with
make you
what
love it any less?
you don't or don't believe, you do or don't believe in, you guys think that all
Hold.
horror movies have something positive, except for I spit on my grave or your grave.
Hold on. If you can sit there and say that you can sit there and objectively say that Coyote Ugly is a horrible or a whatever, bad movie, whatever you said, does it make you love it any less?
No, but this isn't
Then
about
it. Oh,
loving
no.
something.
Just say no. No's a complete sentence. You tell me that all the time. Just say no. No,
It
it
is a
doesn't
complete
make you.
sentence.
It doesn't make you love it any less. Therefore, it's your opinion. You still love the movie. So, opinion is opinion. There's
So
nothing.
you don't think
There's
there's
no
more
scientific method
objectivity
to
to an
opinion.
opinion? You think
What?
there is no more objective opinions than others?
As far as movie and taste go, no. I mean,
Anything,
No,
anything.
not an opinion.
Politics.
Not an opinion. Not
But
as far as
politics.
opinion. That's not an opinion.
You guys say politics
Opinion
are
on
more
what you
objective,
enjoy.
though.
Opinion. I am just talking about as far as in. I'm talking about opinion in the vein of what you enjoy entertainment wise. What that's all I'm talking about.
No. We're not talking enjoyment. We are talking quality, not
No, we're
enjoyment.
not. We're not.
Absolutely. That's what I've said. I don't care if you fucking enjoy watching a video of somebody's toes wiggling. Is it quality? No. There is two different. What you're talking enjoyment, which is 100% opinion. I'm talking quality, and you lack objectivity when it comes to the quality of a horror movie. That's what I said. You took it to opinion.
I still don't think quality
I think,
has
yeah,
a
I think you're
hard.
misunderstanding here what the whole object of this
That's all right.
argument was.
Yeah, I don't even remember. What did we come on here to talk, Kayla? Because you're probably the only one that's sane.
She's just sitting there saying, "What the fuck have I got myself into?"
Well,
Kayla's sitting there going, "You mean I didn't go to the farmer's market for this?"
right, let's wrap this up. We've gone way too long again. I don't even know. We're not even talking about the right shit anymore. Again, we've talked more about fucking Mario and the Conjuring than we actually have public domain,
I just want to point
and
out for this
somehow,
episode, you could
what?
change it to listen to her screams.
What?
You could change the episode to listen to her screams because I am so fucking loud.
I'm going to call listen to her bullshit. But
I want you guys to know, just as a joke, I'm sitting in my car out front of my house, and we live one block from a church. And right now, everyone's parking on my block, and I'm sitting in my car screaming about Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
They're probably like, "What's a schizoid doing over here,
Hey,
man?"
they just think you're filled with the spirit.
I've gotten tons of looks, so I just wave and smile.
All right, all right. Jeez Louise. Okay, we're done. This is it. I say this every time, but my God, I'm feeling it more than anything else. This might be the last one ever. I just don't know.
You say that every time.
Because every
Kayla
time I feel like
and I have fans.
I feel like every time. How does Kayla have fans? You don't let her speak. I feel like every time this just
I'm
it's
not the
just
only one talking. You talk and Isaac talks.
because I can't finish a statement without you cutting me off. I feel like
22 years,
see,
baby,
you
22
just
years.
did it again. Every time I can mute you, just so you know, I can mute you. I can kick you off the call if I wanted to. Don't even. I'm giving you so much grace, respect here that you just need to appreciate that. Every time we do this, I feel like it knocks off 10 years off my life. See, you're still trying to talk
Like
over me.
Donald Trump at the debate.
Monica, can you just say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Thank you. Kayla, do you want to say anything? Because you're entitled to, like, I don't know, 40 minutes worth of time if we're keeping track.
I'm good. I'm just here to listen to the tea, so.
Good God. All right. Well, like, it's probably a good thing that we record this from a separate time and we record everything else. Because if we literally just did this linear and recorded this at that point of the show, there wouldn't be news and review, because I would be like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Let's just skip to the review.
Thankfully, I've got a couple days to attempt to recover, and good thing I've got alcohol to help me do that.
I drank all your scotch.
Well, once again, church is right over there. Right, that's it for this segment, Monica. Thank you, I guess. I don't know. I don't.
You're welcome.
I know this. I'm not gonna quit watching the fucking public domain horror, so
Oh yeah, by the way, he
eat
keeps
my
putting
shorts.
Winnie the Pooh, he keeps putting Winnie the Pooh in the Disney folder on Vudu, and I keep taking it out.
That's not me.
Somebody, is that you, Isaac?
It's not me. I don't know how to do that. I
Yeah,
promise. I
it's
swear to
probably
God, it is
Logan.
not me.
It's probably Logan. He probably does it just to drive me nuts.
Oh, we are
Probably.
not. We are not. We are not. We are not. Goodbye, love. Goodbye, Monica.
Bye, Kayla. I love
Goodbye,
you. I miss
Kayla.
you. Bye.
All right, we're gonna take a break, and we're coming back. Thank God, the rest of this is being recorded in like 2 or 3 days. Because so just if we haven't lost you already, just stay there.
Make sure you subscribe to listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number 2 in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news.
And welcome back with the news. If you're still with us, which, hey, you may have checked out about 45 minutes into that almost hour and a half chunk of time that we were talking for the Wives Rebuttal. But if you're still with us, welcome back to the news. Oh, boy. So starting us off strong, something that Monica would definitely hate.
Very prudent, given that wise rebuttal.
Very prudent. Aladdin is the latest public domain property to get an upcoming horror movie adaptation. The movie will be titled Aladdin, Monkey's Paw, and goes into production next month. It is described as a modern-day Londoner. Aladdin inherits an ancient monkey's paw believed to grant wishes, only to discover that every desire comes at a soul-crushing price. As those around him fall victim to its curse, he must confront a growing evil and the demonic force that feeds on every wish made. No release date has been announced, but this sounds fucking awesome.
It sure does.
The concept of the monkey's paw is a very, very, very lively concept within a lot of mythos.
That's right.
So I mean, just that by itself is going to be badass, and I'm excited to see it. Absolutely.
Yeah, this completely works as a modern take, a modern adaptation, a modern interpretation. I have to chuckle on the one hand, and Monica would probably hit me in the back of the head, but you hear the monkey's paw, you hear that, and I picture the little monkey from the animated Aladdin thinking his. Yep. Just for the record, I love that. That makes it even better to me. Don't get me wrong, I love the Aladdin animated movie, but that just makes it just so funny to me. And then when you get to that, confront a growing evil and the demonic force that feeds on every wish made, I'm assuming, and again, no information, just my assumption, that's genie related. Yeah. So that's pretty cool too. I'm telling you, if done right, and I know nothing, there's nothing more about this movie than this. I don't know who's making it. I don't know who's in it. I don't know. I know nothing. I know it's getting ready to go in production. But this premise is amazing. This premise works in my mind. And I think this, hey, we like the public domain, right? We've made that clear. But I think this one really lends itself to be, this could really just, you know what? This could be appealing to a lot of people because I think the way they're doing this, it works.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see it.
I think that a movie like this could potentially break the mold of the sort of stereotype that these public domain horror have sort of lent them to. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Can't wait.
And this next bit of news, I'm actually super fucking excited for.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Rowan Campbell, who played Corey in Halloween Ends, has signed on to star as Billy in Cineverse and Bloody Disgusting's upcoming take on Silent Night, Deadly Night. Ruby Modine from Happy Death Day will also be in the movie, but oh my God. And here's the deal, and we've talked about this probably a lot, but hindsight 2020, Halloween Ends was actually a very good movie. It's like that scene from Endgame where Thanos says, "Perhaps I judged you too harshly." That was 100% me with Halloween Ends. That was me hardcore. I was super caught up in the moment of Halloween Ends, but I didn't look at what Halloween Ends was, and I'm very disappointed in myself for doing that. But hey, we're all human. But Rowan Campbell was a huge part of that movie. I loved his character Corey. I think that him being Billy will honestly take that sort of acting chop that he has for horror and turn it up to 10. I think this is going to be fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Right. I mean, Halloween's when it first came out, we did judge it. Right. But because we wanted one thing and they gave us something different. So that's why we kind of like got caught off guard. Right. And in retrospect, you know what? I still probably would have preferred what I wanted, but hey, you know what? Right. I didn't make the movie. No matter how you slice it, Rowan Campbell was great.
Yeah.
He's also a Supernatural alum. So that's cool too. He was in an episode of Supernatural. But the thing is, I love Silent Night, Deadly Night. And I'm all on board about them, you know, doing a new take because it's such a great movie. Never been remade. It deserves something. But this is spot on. You need somebody that's going to give you a little cred as Billy, right? If you're going to do this, you need that. And Rowan Campbell, I mean, that's a perfect, cast, right? I think it'll work. I think he's going to be able to play that role perfectly. Just given what I've seen of him. And, again, I love the movie. I'm looking forward to another interpretation of it. I don't think the way they're phrasing things, it doesn't feel like a direct remake. It's kind of a modern take on it, you know, with that the right spirit. So I'm all about this. With Ruby Woody, I don't know a lot about her. I'm not, I saw Happy Death Day, but it's been a while. I've only seen it once. I'm not even sure who she was in it. I'm not familiar. I didn't really look into it. I apologize. It was just in my mind that was very overshadowed by Rowan Campbell. Maybe unjustly, I apologize. I'm sure Ruby's listening to our show, so I apologize to her.
Ruby Modine plays the main character's friend in Happy Death Day, who ultimately is who tries and kills her. For, I guess,
Gotcha.
spoiler
Okay. So again, that's cool. I'm
yeah,
assuming she plays I
like a
mean, I'm
final
assuming
girl.
yeah, she plays that the girl in the store that works with Billy in Silent Night, Deadly Night that he, kind of he liked, had a crush on. She was very nice, to him, had, a bit of a crush too, and shit happens. But I'm assuming, and again, I don't know this, but I'm assuming she plays that role. That's probably that's the, the kind of the top two roles in the movie.
Right.
And all I hope is if they keep to that store format where the two of them working like at a department store or what have you, that they cast someone for the manager of the store that is just a kind of a cool horror tip of the hat. You know what I mean? It just somebody, because it's not a big role per se, but it would be so cool to cast someone who is just this, like almost like a horror icon, so to speak. Just as a tip of the hat to him. I kind of want to see who they cast that, because it's kind of a cool part that could really, I don't know, they could really pay homage to someone based on their casting. But anyway, pretty cool. I was already excited for the movie. This makes me more excited.
Absolutely. So hopefully we'll get some more information as that comes closer to fruition. But for now, we will move on to Woman in the Yard is now available video on demand and will be available on physical media on May 27th. I've heard mixed reviews about Woman in the Yard. I've heard some people say that it's really good. I've heard some people say it's a rip off of The Babadook. So I don't know. I've not seen the movie yet. I will, withhold major judgment until I see it. I like the trailer, looks cool, but we'll see.
Same. I don't think there's enough there for me to purchase this video on demand. Probably wait for streaming.
Right.
If I like it there, then that might, might push me to buy it video on demand or physical media. I don't know. I'm very like you. I'm very much on the fence. I kind of will probably wait for streaming, see how I like it, and go from there. So, but I know some people did like it, so it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll move on to our next little bit of news, which is Companion will be released on Max April 18th. This one I am excited for. I
Me
think
too.
that I was sad I didn't get to see Companion in theaters. It just I think we talked about watching it, but it just didn't work out with some other movie that was coming out at the time. So is what it is. But I mean, I Jack Quaid and Sophie Thatcher, both of these are fantastic actors who have really dip their feet heavily in the horror genre, so seeing them together will be interesting. Yeah, I'll check that out this weekend for sure.
I'm definitely excited for this. This is one of those movies that, like you, I was wanting to watch. We didn't get to go see it, right? One thing led to another. We weren't reviewing it. Whatever reason, I didn't go see it in theaters. Whatever happened, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Didn't see it. And then it's like I almost forgot about it. It's like almost like, well, things keep moving, right? And all these other things. And then I see this. Oh, it's coming to Max. I'm like, oh, cool. Because, hey, I wanted to see that. I forgot about that. And it is out in video demand. I have seen that, but didn't even notice that when that slipped by. But yeah, I'm super excited, and yeah, like you, I'll be watching this weekend. I'm super stoked.
Me too. Moving on to our last little bit of news. Warner Brothers has confirmed there will be new movies in the Gremlins and Beetlejuice franchises. And again, apologies, we're just rolling right through these, but this is good news. Obviously, we both like Gremlins, we both like Beetlejuice, and I'm
Hell yeah.
excited to see an extended universe of both.
Me too. Nothing more to say there, right? We talked about Gremlins in the past when we reviewed the animated. That still got new episodes out that I haven't watched yet. But anyway, we talked about Gremlins. We talked about Beetlejuice when the second movie came out. I love both. Love, love, love both. I'm super excited to see more of both. Bring it on. Because here's the thing. I love Gremlins. Gremlins 2 is a little bit of a letdown. I really think doing something now, I really think can boost that franchise to kind of a new level. So super excited because I love them both. Love both those properties.
Absolutely. But all right, good news segment this week, but we're going to move on to some upcoming birthdays. April 18th of 1972, Eli Roth, excuse me, Hostel 1 and 2, Cabin Fever, Dave's favorite movie, The Green Inferno, and many, many more. Eli Roth is a very well-rounded proprietor of horror films, been in a lot of movies, and has directed a great many of them as well. So, yeah, I mean, I like most of his movies. I even like things like Cabin Fever, despite its cheesiness and its goofiness. Dave cannot say the same. I think that he would rather jump off a cliff than watch that movie. So,
Pretty much. I like Eli Roth overall. I like a lot of his other stuff. God, yeah, don't like Cabin Fever. Never did like Cabin Fever. Whatever. To each their own. But I still like some of his other stuff, and I'm obviously look forward to what he might do in the future. So.
absolutely. I'm sure he's got more cooking somewhere for sure. But moving on to April 19th, 1946, Tim Curry. Well, I literally about calling him Rocky. Rocky Balboa. No kidding. Tim Curry, known for Rocky Horror Picture Show, It, the movie Clue, which if you've never seen is campy goodness, so good. And just many, many, many other movies. I mean, even other horror movies. He was in Scream, which is another more recent one. But yeah, he's a legend, hands down, legendary.
Absolutely. Don't get me wrong, love the new It movies, but Tim Curry's always my Pennywise. When I picture Pennywise, no offense to Skarsgård. I love him, love his take, love that look. But I picture Tim Curry. That's just because it's what I saw first, what I saw, when I was younger. Love it. So I love that, but to me, Tim Curry, I think Tim Curry, I think Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm sorry, Tim Curry's had a great career, done so many things, but dude, come on. It's Rocky Horror. If you don't like Rocky Horror, I just don't think we can be friends.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's a good one. I mean, it's almost one of those universal just fun horror movies.
It's just so fun.
Absolutely. I can't remember. There's somebody I know, and I think you know them too, but I'm trying to remember which person it was. Someone I went to high school with, but I'll try and think about it and tell you later. But they hate this movie. Like, they are just super hate. Like, this is the worst movie ever made. And I'm like, I just don't get it, man. But that's a conversation for another time. I don't want to dox this person.
It's just fun. It's just fun. Come on. And I won't. I want to make comments, but it's down a political path, and I'm not going to do that. So
Right, that's what I was gonna say.
I
But
just want to blare Rocky Horror Picture Show everywhere, just because.
it. But all right, moving on.
Let's do the time warp, maybe.
Oh Lord. April 22nd, though, 1937, another legend in just film in general, Jack Nicholson, known for his horror roles in The Shining and Wolf, but you may also know him as the Joker and Tim Burton's Batman, or perhaps for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, or any movie he's ever been in. He's been in so much shit, man.
He is my Joker. But obviously, all right, come on, The Shining, dude. Love you, Jack.
Yes. Here's Johnny, or should I say, here's Jeffrey, April 22nd, 1966. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Supernatural alum, Walking Dead alum, Grey's Anatomy alum. I mean, well, I can't remember his name in that show, but it was like something like Danny or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember. What was it? He was in something we watched recently that we reviewed. Oh,
Oh,
Bloody
Bloody
Expert.
Axe Wound. Yep, that was a good one. But obviously, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's just, he. I was skeptical when they cast him as Negan, I'm not gonna lie, because he didn't have like the sort of the bulky chiseled look of the comic book Negan, But then when I heard him talking like Negan and acting like Negan, I'm like,
Oh,
fuck it. Jeffrey Dean Morgan can do whatever he wants.
I watched a highlight video online the other day of just like Negan's best lines from the show, and it's just like I watch it. I'm like, I just forgot because I haven't, you know. He's like, you haven't watched some of that in a while. It's like I forgot how the line. I mean, it's just so much, so many good lines, and everything. It's just but I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan,
Me too.
because I love Walking Dead, right? I love Negan, but we will, and of course, we're not going to go down the rabbit hole that is me and Supernatural.
I mean, he birthed the Winchester, so what can we say? Or he was part of that process.
Sure did.
But anywho, moving on now to some upcoming movie anniversaries. April 21st, 1989, Pet Sematary. We actually talked about this last week, with or the week before when we were talking about John Lithgow, because I think he
Oh,
was
yeah.
in one of those movies.
The original, yeah.
Or no,
This one.
the remake, right?
No, he's in this one.
John Lithgow is?
No, you're right. He was in that Bloodline or the remake. You're right. Never mind. Sorry.
I was like, I mean, it wouldn't
My
surprise
bad.
me.
My
John
bad.
Lithgow's been around for like 100 years at this point.
Just
But
so confused about what we were doing.
yes, no,
Yeah.
but Pet Sematary, the OG, I've not seen it in a while, but I know it's a good one. It's
Oh,
a
so good.
masterpiece.
So good. That fucking kid's creepy when he comes back from the dead. But yeah, so good. So's that cat, by the way. He's so good though.
It's the scene that always gets me is the freaking the surgical knife to the Achilles.
Yeah. Oh.
That
Ooh.
always gets me, no matter how many times I watch the movie. But
Shit would hurt.
I sure as hell would. But all right, moving on to April 21st, 2023, Evil Dead Rise. Speaking of a movie that just makes you just cringe, there are some really good ones in this movie. I mean, let's see, the person swallowing the glass, that was pretty fucked up. I can't remember anything else off the top of my head because I haven't seen this movie in so long, but I mean the self scalping was pretty wild.
Good movie. I'm pretty sure we got a review in the archives, don't we?
We do,
Yeah.
I believe so.
Well, there you go. But solid entry into the Evil Dead franchise.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see more because they're gonna make more. At least they better.
That's right.
But last but not least, in our movie anniversaries, April 22nd, 1935, Bride of Frankenstein. I've never seen this movie, so I can't really speak on it, but I know that it has legendary status. I know Dave really likes this movie. It's on my list. Yeah, I mean it's legendary.
It's great. I still hold that if you watch it, you have to watch Frankenstein and Bride back to back as one kind of like one thing. And it's great. But yeah, love this is one of my favorite of the old Universal Monster movies. Everybody knows I love Frankenstein, so I love all the Frankenstein installments, and just Bride's so damn good.
Absolutely. But all right, I think that does it for all of our news, birthdays, anniversaries. But we have one upcoming release, and that is in the form of Sinners coming to theaters on April 18th. It is described as trying to leave their troubled lives behind. Twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. We will be reviewing this movie next episode. I'm excited for this movie for a number of reasons. Tantamount of which is that Michael B. Jordan is in this movie.
Yeah.
I love Michael B. Jordan, but
Yeah.
in addition to him, we also have almost forgot her name, Hailee Steinfeld. Good Lord, Hailee Steinfeld's in it. But also a slew of other people that I know from other movies. I mean, just a shit ton of people. And it's just it looks good. It looks unique, and I think it's vampires. I'm guessing it's vampires.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Next episode we'll know. And but we do give spoiler free reviews, so you may not know, but no, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I love Michael B. Jordan too. I love him for a lot of stuff, but you know, he was, you know, in the Creed movies. I love the Creed movies because I love the Rocky movies. So it's good shit. And I and the guy, what's his name? Ryan Co. I can't remember his name now.
Cooper,
Sh huh?
Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, Coogler. Yeah, he. I think he's the director or whatever of it. Who did the first Creed or maybe the first two? I don't remember. So he's on this too. So that's pretty cool.
Listen, all I'm going to say is you look at Ryan Coogler's IMDb, and I'm just going to name a couple. Fruitvale Station, Creed, Black Panther, Black Panther 2. So I'm just guessing that he really fucking likes Michael B. Jordan, because every movie he's ever made has Michael B. Jordan.
They work together a lot, huh? So
I mean, not that I'm complaining. I love Michael B. Jordan. I think he's one of the greatest actors of the generation.
Super stoked. Those are all pretty solid movies. So I'm excited to see him, tackle a horror thing.
Me too. I think it'll be good. I think he's got the chops. I mean, Black
Sure.
Panther, both of them are really good. Fruitvale Station, it does not get enough credit for how dramatic it is. And then, of course, Creed. It's a fantastic, fighting movie. I mean,
that's right. Creed's badass.
It is. But, well, all right. We should stop glazing Michael B. Jordan, Ryan Coogler, and we'll move on to our next thing here. But if you want to keep up with us and all of our news, birthdays, and all that stuff, follow us on social media. But we'll take a quick break, decompress, and when we come back, we will have our official review of Shadow of God.
Hey, Bruiser buddies, I want you to listen to Wrestling Nostalgia with Dave Dynasty. Every week, he has the roughest and toughest interviews in the podcast world today, with the best guests you could ask for. There's no bums on this show. Let Dave Dynasty be your podcasting tag team partner and listen to Wrestling Nostalgia while drinking beer, smoking cigars, and busting heads. Just look it up on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today, because the Bruiser said so.
Hey ho, everybody. Subscribe to the Pinhead Pod, the Ramones fan podcast, bringing you interviews, news, deep dives, and much more. Look it up on your favorite podcast platform. That is Pinhead Pod. All right, we're back, and it is review time, and we are reviewing Shadow of God. And I forgot to put down all the usual written by, directed by, blah, blah, blah. So I apologize to all those people. But the movie was released on Shudder on April 11th. So it is out there. If you've not seen it, give it a watch. And this is an exorcism movie. We talked about it last episode, where kind of an elite exorcist is kind of up, has his, a new task arises with his, by the description, his father. And you know, it's, oh, but is he exorcising a demon, or is he perhaps possessed by God? Then that's not a spoiler. I'm pretty sure that was in the description. And, I will say this. The movie, it was all right. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It's tough doing an exorcism movie because there's just so many exorcism movies. There always has been. That's like, it just seems like it's one thing that's just never gone away, right? It's just always out there. And it seems like we've gotten quite a few here lately. Most of them apparently with Russell Crowe in them. I don't know. He's done several. But anyway, there are lots of exorcism movies. When I watched this, I did think there were kind of parts of the movie that was almost a little slow, but it was kind of story building. So even the parts that appeared slower were actually fairly important to the movie. But I will say, as far as exorcism movies go, it's kind of not your run of the mill. It is a different approach. It's not your typical, the Vatican calls, blah, blah, blah type thing. This is a little unique, in the approach and how you get there. And especially in the backstory, there's a lot involved in the backstory that is just crucial. The honest to God, the quote unquote exorcism part is damn near like the least important thing in this movie. The fact that, I mean, it's important, but yet it's not the key, right? It is important that the guy can perform an exorcism. Let's put it that way. It's important to the story, but don't get caught up. If you're shy of exorcism movies, think they all kind of have that same flavor. This one is a little different. And it's pretty good. It was acted pretty well. I saw at least one supernatural alum in here. So I was pretty happy about that. There, you know, but I thought it was well done. I thought it was kind of a unique approach to the genre of, the topic of exorcisms. Did I won't give spoilers, but there it did get a little trippy in a couple parts. But it's within the realm of the story. So, but overall, again, nothing super groundbreaking. It was a unique take, but it was a fun movie, and I did enjoy it. I don't think if push came to shove, that I would be shy about rewatching the movie. So, Ike, what'd you think?
Yeah, I think that you've kind of summed it up in the sense that this is not your typical Exorcist movie. So if you're hesitant about Exorcist movies, because I don't mean this way it's going to sound, because there are some good Exorcism movies, but Exorcism movies are a dime a dozen at this point.
Yeah.
Everybody has their interpretation or their version of an Exorcist movie. So if your concern is this is another dime a dozen Exorcism movie, it does differ from the typical analog of exorcism. It does have a little bit of a different take. That different take to me being that this is sort of a different approach to the typical formula, if you will. It's not formulaic, it's not cookie cutter, if you will. So if that is your concern, you can definitely watch this movie and I think still enjoy it, assuming that you still like, possession style movies and whatnot. That being said, it didn't break any new ground. Like you said, it approached it from this different angle, which I do think is important when we look at movies like this, because oftentimes the content of the movie can be okay, but sometimes the delivery or angle in which it's approached is too similar to something else, and that sort of takes away from the content. So for this movie, that's not a concern. It's a good approach. It's a little fresh. I'm sure there's been movies like it made before. I'm sure this is not the first time that something like this has been made. But it was enjoyable nonetheless. I didn't find any weak acting in this movie. Sometimes with Shudder movies and Screambox movies, you can definitely identify some weak actors or weak acting. And obviously, no offense to our last movie, but 425 Force, Lane was had some weakness to it. That
Even
definitely, go ahead.
the effects in this movie were fairly solid.
Yeah.
None of them looked like completely hokey or whatever. I mean, for what they were trying to do, I thought they were pretty solid.
Exactly. And that's another thing sometimes that we get with these movies on Shudder and Screambox, which isn't a bad thing, but sometimes they have to spend their budget elsewhere, and that's quite all right. But I think that this movie did well with what it had. None of the actors, like I said, had any major issues. There wasn't any, like, oh my God, the demon's coming kind of scenes, or anything stupid like that. And but at the same time, I do agree that there were some slow, drawn out parts, but they were important. They had purpose, they had meaning. So I can't fault them for having exposition, because I would fault them if they didn't have exposition. I would fault them for not explaining enough. So it almost feels counterintuitive to fault them for having enough. So I won't say that it's a bad thing. It's just that sometimes when you watch a movie, you have to have a hook, and that hook has to grab you and has to hold on to you. So sometimes if the movie doesn't have enough of a hook or it doesn't have enough meat to hold on to, it drags out. And when it drags out, you just lose that interest. That didn't happen in this movie, but it could for somebody, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm gonna to be frank. I don't have the answer. I don't have a counter,
Right.
but my gut says that they could have had the same kind of theme of the movie, and I think they could have gotten into it and approached it without the exorcism angle. I really do.
I think so.
I think they could have found a way to do it. Now, again, the exorcism angle. Again, I'm not going to give away. I'm just saying, based on some of the backstory, the fact that this guy is an elite exorcist seems a little peculiar to me.
It
I
does.
mean, it I now they do try to explain it in the movie. He does. They do, excuse me. They do address that. He does say something about that. But in my mind, given this guy's backstory, it just doesn't feel to me like the field he would have went into. But again, I mean, who's to say, right? I mean, I can't say that. And again, we're talking fictional characters. So, but I do feel like somehow they could have had the virtually the same movie without the Exorcist angle. And they could have probably gotten away with it. But I don't, could they have, I don't know. Could they have sold that movie without, who knows, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm armchair quarterbacking. I don't have the answer. I don't have the alternative to that. Perhaps they approached that. Perhaps they thought of that. This could have been the easiest, cleanest way into it. And it didn't work. I mean, it worked. I'm not saying
Right.
that, but it again, I'm just so hesitant because it is so easy to, even with this movie having kind of a different approach, it's so easy to just say, oh, this is still another Exorcist movie. And
Yeah.
every time they went to bring that part up, it's almost like you're just predispositioned to think, oh, I've seen this a million times. I've seen these, and it's like, I don't know. And we talked last episode about genres and themes and things that what's the next hot thing? I think it's time. I think the Exorcist thing needs a break. We need a period without 50 of these movies. And I, there are other ways to make supernatural and possession type movies without having to have the church in an exorcism type thing involved. So, but again, I'm not, you know what? I there are a lot there are exorcism movies that I truly enjoy. So I'm not knocking people whose this is their bag. So all right, let's rate this thing again. You know what? I enjoyed the movie. Nothing groundbreaking, but I'm not knocking it for some of my preconceived notions. So to me, I'm just gonna, you know what? I'm honest. I'm just gonna give this thing just a middle of the ground 3 out of 5 screams, because I don't have flaws with the movie, and it was well to be well made for what it was. And I think a lot of people will really enjoy this. It's not necessarily my big forte, but even in that, I still enjoyed it better than a lot of the more big studio Russell Crowe Exorcist movies. I enjoyed this more than some of those. Because again, it did have a little bit of uniqueness to it. So I'm giving it a 3 out of 5. Ike, what are you thinking?
I think a 3 out of 5 is a pretty apt, rating of this movie. Like we said, it had some interesting tricks, but I don't think it was enough to really set it off into different territory or into four territory or even near four territory. So it was enjoyable. Like you said, I'd go back to it at some point. You know what I mean? Revisit it at some juncture. It's not something I would completely rule out, but yeah, I would say 3 is a perfect, sort of fence rider, if you will, for this movie.
Yeah, I agree. It was one of those, definitely one of those movies that if Monica approached and said, "Hey, I think I'd like to watch that. You want to watch it with me?" I'd be like, "Yeah, I'll watch it again, no problem." I don't have any problem with that. I thought the guy in the lead role did a very good job, by the way. We didn't really touch on that, but I thought he was. I don't know who he was, but I thought he was. I thought he's pretty talented. So,
Absolutely.
all right, there.
I'm sure Monica will have some critique of us rating this a 3 because we
Yeah,
like
you
every
know.
horror movie, how
Yeah, if you listened
it
earlier, you know what? We give everything. But that's all right. We're the we're the chubby positive guys of horror. But I guess chubby is a, no offense, guys, but I guess chubby's a overused thing in horror fans. I'm just kidding.
True.
Nah, yeah, but hey, we have said from day one we're positive guys, right? We've never minced words about that. And we try to find what we like about movies more than what we dislike. And in the course of our reviews, we try to be fair. We try to point out what we didn't like, but we are positive people. So there you go. So chew on that, Monica. Anyway, like we said earlier, next episode we will be reviewing Sinners. So that is coming next episode. Thank you to the wives, even after coming on and doing whatever it was you did on this episode. No, I can't. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that Wiser Metal and the heated discussion. And we would love to hear feedback. What do you think of public domain horror movies? What did you think of Shadow of God? And if you've not watched it, go watch it and let us know. So, but we would like to thank you all, listeners and followers, for your support and your interactions. And we encourage you to continue on and even to up the ante and interact with us a little more. So be sure, and by doing that, you have to subscribe to us on social media. We're on pretty much all the platforms. Just search for Listen to Their Screams or Listen to Screams. It's Listen, the number two, and Screams. And you will find us, like we said, on all the platforms. Before we close, Ike, anything last minute you want to throw in here?
Nope. I'm actually off on Friday, so for the first time, I'm going to go see a movie in a while on opening day. So that'll be fun. Otherwise, no, nothing. I bought a Blackstone, so I get to assemble that this weekend. That's not horror related.
Well, it depends on how that assembly goes.
That's true. It might
Could
explode.
be. All right, yeah, I'm pretty content too. After we buzzed through everything because the Wiser Buttle ran a little longer. I won't say than usual because it always runs a little long, but we try to keep everything else buzzing along because of that. So I try to still keep things within our time zone. So thank you for bearing with us and listening. We hope you enjoyed. And until next episode, we will be reviewing the movie Sinners. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.